In the shuffling madness of the locomotive breath runs the all-time loser headlong to his death. Oh, it feels a piston scraping, steam breaking on his brow. Oh, Charlie stole the handle and the train in watch top. Oh, and no, it just slowed down. Oh, he sees his children jumping off stations one by one. His woman and his best friend in bed and having fun. Oh, he's crawling down the corridor on his hands and knees. Oh, Charlie stole the handle and the train in won't stop going. No way to slow down. Yeah. Thank you. hear the silence howling, catch his angels as they fall, and the all-time winner has got him by the balls. Oh, he picks up Gideon's Bible, open at page one. I thank the God he stole the handle and the train and won't stop. Oh, and no, it should slow down. 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 No, it should slow down.
Man. Well, John Coltrane had his classic quartet, but that is a super group to say the least. Elvin Jones on drums, Reggie Workman on double bass, McCoy Tyner on piano, special guest Eric Dolphy, and of course Coltrane himself on soprano. An absolutely ripping version of Impressions, which is taken from the newly discovered album Evenings at the Village Gate, John Coltrane with Eric Dolphy, which comes out on Impulse Records on the 14th of July. I'm Kevin Legend, and you're listening to J to Z on BBC Radio 3. Now, more new music from an excellent bassist and composer we featured on the show many times before. We are definitely fans. She's from Australia, and her name is Linda Mahan Oh. Internationally celebrated for her formidable sound and progressive compositions, Linda has worked with jazz heavyweights such as Pat Metheny, Kenny Barron, and Jerry Allen, and most recently collaborated with drummer Terry Lynn Carrington on the Grammy Award-winning album New Standards Volume 1. Here's Linda with a track from her latest album, Glass Hours. This is Chimera. Rhythmically hypnotic and definitely mysterious sounding, exactly what we like on this show. That is Linda Mahan O with a brilliant track called Chimera, taken from her album The Glass Hours. Scottish drummer Seb Rochford will be sharing his inspirations with us in around 20 minutes' time, including a solo piece by piano great Thelonious Monk that shows him his most playful and inventive. Now, though, let's return to the Manchester Jazz Festival and music from Ferg's Imaginary Big Band, a 27-piece behemoth from Leeds led by bassist and composer Fergus Quill. They released their self-titled debut album back in February on the Leeds label Tight Lines. Drawing inspiration from the legendary Sun Ra Orchestra and elsewhere, they are chaotic, irreverent and bursting with energy. They were one of our ones to watch for 2023, so it's very exciting to be able to record them live. Strap yourselves in for this one. Here's Fergus Quill to introduce it.
This is a tune of mine, and it's called Tune for Ennio, and it's about how much I love spaghetti westerns and how class they are. And it's on a trio record of mine, but the wonderful Mr. Nico Widdison has done an arrangement for this band, so big hand to him. I'm so lucky to have so many great soloists in my band. First, we heard Fee Buckton on the trumpet. Then we heard Olivia Cuttle. And then we heard the greatest soprillo builder from Kitpax I've ever heard. It's Alex the Fish Fisher on the soprillo saxophone. But there's one more person, which is Mr. Will Lakin on the guitar. And he's extra amazing, right? Because he got us all on a bus this morning and got us here. So let's give him a hand for the logistics of the operation.
Well, if you're the one who gets 27 people onto a bus, then you definitely deserve a big round of applause. That is Ferg's Imaginary Big Band with Tune for Ennio. Their debut album is out now, and if you need a shot in the arm, then you do a lot worse than listening to that. And you can see them at the Jazz in the Round stage at this year's Love Supreme Festival. Listen out for more from their set on J to Z in future weeks. We'll have a final track from that Manchester showcase from emerging Liverpool-based vocalist Nee Maxine at the end of the programme. Speaking of great festivals, Radio 3 is the home of the BBC Proms, and there are some great jazz gigs in this year's season, including Yaz Ahmed at Sage Gateshead on the 22nd of July and Dee Dee Bridgewater with Carnegie Hall's National Youth Jazz Orchestra at the Royal Albert Hall on the 1st of August. Visit the BBC Proms website for more information. To get us in the mood, here's a classic from Dee Dee. It's her version of James Brown's Sex Machine.
I'm ready now to do another song. I hope that you all will come along. I hope that you will like the way that we do it. I'm really telling you there is nothing to it. We just gonna sing and play and do our thing. We hope that you will come on and that it will swing. Come on and get it, come on along. I like a sex machine. Get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up, I like a love machine. Get on up, the way I like it, that's the way it is. I got mine, don't worry about it. Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up. Get it, 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 get it.
Can you imagine Ella doing something like that? Get up, get up now. Get up, get up now. Scoot, little bit of dip, 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 dip. Get on up. Get, get on up. Ooh, get on up. Scoot, little bit of dip, 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 dip. She's done that. I know.
Well, we started the show with a track called Funky, and that is something which is also very funky. Dee Dee Bridgewater doing James Brown's Sex Machine, taken from the album Live at Yoshi's. I'm Kevin Legendre, and you're listening to J to Z on BBC Radio 3. Next up, new music from the exciting British guitarist Tom Ollendorf, whose latest album, Open House, features American saxophonist Ben Wendell. This is a moving version of the standard My Foolish Heart. Thank you. while getting right into the emotion and the sentiment of the song as well as the chords. That is My Foolish Heart, a great standard, performed by Tom Ollendorf. And you can catch Tom performing with Greek drummer Billy Pod at Jazz Cafe Posk in London on the 23rd of June. Now it's time for our regular feature where we ask a great musician to share some songs that have inspired them in the hope that they'll inspire you too. Today, the Scottish drummer and composer Seb Rochford is our selector. He became a leading figure in British jazz in the 2000s with his hugely popular group Polar Bear, as well as his work with Acoustic Ladyland, Sons of Kemet and Andy Shepherd. He's recorded for the ECM label and remains an eclectic and open-minded artist. Seb's chosen some pieces of music that have shaped the way he plays, but before we get into those, here's some recent music released by Seb, a beautiful collaboration with pianist Kit Downs called A Short Diary of Loss. Here's a track called Love You Grandpa. Thank you.